السلام عليك يا بنت محمد المصطفى، السلام عليك يا بنت علي المرتضى، السلام عليك يا بنت فاطمة الزهراء، السلام عليك يا بنت خديجة الكبرى، السلام عليك يا أم المصائب زينب ورحمة الله وبركاته. Our condolences to all upon the passing of the esteemed and honorable Lady Zainab, Salamullah alayha. The esteemed and honorable Lady Zainab bint Ali alayhi salam was the daughter of Lady Fatima al-Zahra. Peace and blessings upon her. She was the daughter of Amirul Mu'mineen, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. And she was the granddaughter of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The esteemed Lady Zainab bint Ali was also the sister of Imam Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam. And she was with this esteemed Imam of hers in the land of Karbala on the day of Ashura. Her blessed life is a constant struggle in the defense of truth and justice. And truly, it was due to the propagation of the event of Karbala after the event of Karbala that has created this beautiful epic of Karbala and Ashura, which is still alive to this very day. And it was among the oppressors and the tyrants and the evildoers of her time that Lady Zainab bint Ali stood up in the defense of truth and justice, as she beautifully revealed to all the strength of the party of Allah and the weakness of the party of evil. The following is an excerpt from a sermon that her esteemed eminence gave in the court of Yazid. It goes as follows. All praise is due to Allah, Lord of the worlds, and Allah's blessings be upon His Messenger Muhammad and his entire progeny. True are the words of Allah who says, "Then the end of those who committed evil was that they disbelieved in Allah's signs and they were ridiculing them." Do you, Yazid, think that when you blocked all our avenues upon the earth and the horizons of the heavens before us, so we were driven as captives, that we are worthless in the eyes of Allah, and that you are respectful in His eyes? Or is it because you enjoy with Him a great status, so you look down upon us and become arrogant, elated when you see the world submissive to you and things are done as you want them, and when our authority and power became all yours? But wait, have you forgotten that Allah has said, "Do not regard those who disbelieved that we grant them good for themselves. We only give them a respite so that they may increase their sins, and for them in the end there is a humiliating torment." This was CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.
Wherever you are.